This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday won Turkey's presidential runoff for a third term in power. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Even before the official confirmation of his victory, supporters of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan quickly gathered outside his Istanbul home to celebrate. Turkey's electoral board later confirmed his victory, giving him more than 52% of the vote against challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Erdogan, speaking to his supporters on a campaign bus, thanked them for his success. He said, "I would like to thank all our citizens who showed their will for the future, both for themselves and their children." Still, Erdogan, speaking to supporters, said his victory was for everyone. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday evening delivered what he called good news, a deal between him and the House Speaker on a federal budget. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
A deal on a limit for the U.S. government's debt is coming with just days to spare before what would be a catastrophe, according to President Biden. Answering a reporter's question, the president replied that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated in good faith. But there is still the question whether the Republican leader has enough support in his own party for the agreement's passage.
And I have no idea what that votes. I expect he does.
A deal approved by the House and Senate needs to reach the president's desk prior to the Treasury Department's estimated June 5th deadline for when the government will run out of enough money to pay its bills. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Local officials in Ukraine's capital says Kyiv was subjected to the largest drone attack since the start of Russia's war as the city prepared to mark the anniversary of its founding. This is VOA News. The United States and Saudi Arabia called on warring sides in Sudan to extend a fragile ceasefire due to expire Monday as weeks of fighting reached a stalemate in the capital and elsewhere. In the African country, a joint statement Sunday noted the current ceasefire was imperfect, referring to repeated bouts of fighting since the ceasefire went into effect. The current truce will expire Monday evening. Residents reported sporadic clashes Saturday in parts of Omdurman, Khartoum's adjoining city, where the army's aircraft were seen flying over the city. Firefighters were still working to clear roads and secure ancient buildings in the flooded northeastern Italian region of Emilia-Romagna on Sunday. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Firefighters used heavy equipment to remove mud from roadsides and pump the last of the floodwaters away from affected areas. 2 weeks of heavy rain caused 21 rivers to overrun their banks and at least 300 landslides. After water couldn't be absorbed by terrain that had been parched by lack of rain for weeks. At least 15 people were killed by the floods, and thousands have been left homeless. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Syrian state media is reporting airstrikes attributed to Israel have targeted Syria's capital city, the first such strikes in a month. Syrian air defensive have responded to the strikes in the vicinity of Damascus and shot down some of them, state news agency SANA reported. The attack late Sunday caused only material damage, it said. The last suspected Israeli airstrike on Syria was on May 2nd, targeting the international airport in the northern Syria's city of Aleppo. American singer-turned-actor Ed Ames has died of Alzheimer's disease, according to his wife. Ames was 95. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Ed Ames was the youngest of the Ames brothers. They had a string of hits in the 1950s with The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane, Sentimental Me, and Rag Mop.
You don't have to worry. Do you think I'd endanger the lives of those two children?
Ames turned to acting and is best known for playing Mingo, the Oxford-educated Native American on the TV series Daniel Boone. He was also known for one of the most popular bits ever on The Tonight Show. In 1965, he was asked to throw hatchets at a cowboy target painted on wood. His hatchet hit the target squarely between the legs. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also find the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.